Sowers and Reapers, Elder Levi Edgar Young, Levi Edgar Young, Conference Report, October 1942, pages 32-33. I was deeply touched by the address of President Grant, which was read by President McKay this morning, on the day that President Grant was chosen as one of the 12 apostles by a revelation of the Lord to President John Taylor. My father was also called and ordained a member of the First Council of the 70. He succeeded his father, President Joseph Young, who was ordained to his position by the prophet Joseph Smith in the Kirtland Temple in February, 1835. My grandfather and my father both had deep and abiding testimonies of the divinity of the gospel of Jesus Christ as it was restored by the prophet Joseph Smith. I am grateful to the Lord for the same testimony, for I know that God lives, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, for he spoke for God and was sharer of God's counsels. He was the bearer and preacher of God's word, and opened one of the greatest stages of religion in the history of mankind. My brethren of the 70s, we are awakened to the great responsibilities of teaching the gospel to all mankind. If ever the world needed the word of God, it is today. For this reason we must have vision, which gives us a view of the future as well as insight into conditions of the present. The calling of the 70 is an ideal of fellowship, with sacred obligations to God. Our spiritual obligations must make for unity and concord, and promote a spiritual culture within our ranks, which will give us power to teach the word. From now on, we of the organizations of 70 will glorify our work as never before, for I believe that the world is waiting for the truth of God. Every one of us has a sacred duty and trust, and while we as missionaries have our daily vocations, the most joyful recreation is in going to the homes of people with the gospel message. Remember the divine injunction, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Our hearts need not be troubled or afraid. If we have the simple faith in God and the work He has given us to do, we remember the words of the prophet Micah, "In the last days it shall come to pass, that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it, and many nations shall come, and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. The nations have come to the mountain of the Lord, and they will continue to come and be taught by you, my brethren." For the prophet continues and says, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." You stake mission presidents should call your brethren around you and teach the gospel. Remember, when you approach people, you will receive from them the same thought that you give them. If hate, you will receive hate. If love, it will be love. God will be the judge of institutions and people. It is your duty to love the Lord thy God with your might, mind, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul speaks of the grace that is given each one for the work of the ministry, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We pray that the missionaries of all the stakes of Zion will from now on have new life. We must turn our thoughts forward, for the gospel will meet every man's wants, and protect and guide his life. You will see your labors rewarded. Sowers and reapers will rejoice together. You are committed to nothing but the truth. People will listen to you. God bless all the missionaries in the church, that they may see the importance of the work as never before, and go forth with the light of God in their hearts. I humbly pray. Amen.